Isolated, drifting away on the dark mass, lost at sea, overpowered by the salt in the air. It stings my nose. If I look up and behind me, I can see the horizon, the place I want to be. Or is it the place I'm escaping from? I can't remember. When the sky sings like this, sweet yellow and pink, I don't want to remember what's real or not. If I look up and lie back, I can live in my own dream, swaying into the rhythm of the dark sea, always looking up and out, sweet and salty.
What becomes of home when we journey forth? Beyond the place we once held close, onwards to another which we know not yet. In this liminal space we may hang, unable to mark in our minds the shape of home. The cliché of the journey into the unknown made all the more real in its intangibility.
We took down our sails long ago, let them sink to the seabed. So now we just drift. There are six of us. Although on a grey day, a few more appear, a face blurred into abstract, they're almost gone completely. We found our way through tsunamis, whirlpools, and sea storms, but they seem insignificant now as we approach the big gloom. A heavy blue haze settles on my shoulders and condensates on my eyelashes. The palm fronds wave us goodbye, and we're holding hands now, drawn closer into the unknown, with each rise and fall of the tide.
Especially when you don't have direct access to the artworks, and they exist in the dispersed ghost-like state online, perfect in your mind, not so on the surface of your computer. Some things actually add to the picture when you look at them through screen. Dust or fingerprints on the computer glass. In the same way, it is disgusting, but excuse me, and you do not live in the clinically perfect and clean space.